Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Company.
As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle, for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been helping people live longer and more independent lives.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. Learn more at MDA.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Tell them you're a debutante. Some flowers in your hair. Or a cashier in a restaurant. So get from there to here. Not everybody wants to burn it down. Not everybody wants to burn it down.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Work is work. WRC.
T. Pittsburgh.
88.3. We are scientists in our lab, looking through the microscope. The little glass eyes, they never lie. Turn your back, stupid science world. This is reaching for the
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. Be classified.
Dr. Mike O'Neill with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and
WRCT Pittsburgh.
He was an American girl, raised on Mistaken's manifesto, handle on his hips with a money bag.